This is Utah Public Radio. It's time for our weekly movie review, and back in studio with me is our film critic, Casey T. Allen. Hi, Casey.
Hello, Shalane.
Good to have you back.
Thank you.
And the movie Glass from M. Night Shyamalan has received low reviews from the critics, but has done okay at the box office. I'm looking forward to hearing your take.
Indian-American director M. Night Shyamalan is at it again with another psychological thriller packed with the tension of boiled linguine and the flavor of skim milk. Glass is a continuation of the dangerous lives of three men with different superpowers living in contemporary Pennsylvania. These men were first seen in the film Unbreakable in 2000 and then more recently in Split from 2016. Glass is hopefully the conclusion of this bland story. The three mysterious men are trapped inside a gray, sterile mental asylum in this movie, each of them planning their escape while coming to terms with the consequences of their powers. Some men choose to be heroes, some choose to be villains, some people die, and I was left feeling underwhelmed. My heart goes out to M. Night Shyamalan. I think he's made some fun movies in the past, like The Sixth Sense from 1999 and Signs from 2002. But Glass is another mess of too many ideas and meager writing that leaves all of the actors' impassioned performances falling flat. I hope Shyamalan starts surrounding himself with a better team of creators, writers, and advisors for future movies.
So definitely not a recommendation.
I just left feeling bored and unfulfilled.
All right, Casey, so tell us what comes out this weekend.
A crime drama with Gina Rodriguez, Miss Bala.
Okay, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.